I am so excited about this conversation that Tony Campolo, who's been a great friend and teacher of mine, and I are going to have. Tony and I are going to talk about simplicity and materialism, but I think in a way that creates a great dialogue and spurs some imagination around how we can dream about God's dream for the world, which I think we all have the hunch that maybe there's another dream that God had than the American dream, which a lot of us, I think, are beginning to question whether or not the American dream is sustainable or whether the world can afford that dream. The Simple Way is the community that I'm a part of in Philadelphia, and we were born out of a struggle for housing of homeless families in our neighborhood that were living in an abandoned Catholic cathedral. And as students at Eastern, where I met Tony Campolo, we got involved in that struggle for housing, and it was a catalyst that really got us thinking about what it means to be the church in the world that we're living in. And we started a little community about 10 years ago in Kensington, North Philadelphia, in one of the poorest districts and most beautiful districts in Pennsylvania. And we've been living there just trying to figure out how to love our neighbors as ourselves for the past decade. And that's where that's how I spend my life, is in that community. I think that we're living in such an incredible time where there are a lot of people talking about poverty, a lot of people feeling the emptiness of material things. And I mean, even Bono and rock stars are talking about how we need to make poverty history. And a lot of us, I think, even though we're not rock stars, we want to be those voices that spur prophetic imagination about ways of living more creatively and sustainably on the earth. And, you know, Jesus says if the Christians are silent, then the rocks will cry out. And a lot of times I say, maybe he would say, or the rock stars will cry out. And I think this is just a sign of people that are coming together to say, we want to try to imagine doing other ways of doing life. We want to try to imagine other ways of doing life that not only bring vitality to the poor, but they really are a part of our own healing and vitality as well. So I love when Isaiah says, when you spend yourself on behalf of the poor, your healing begins to come as well. So that's what I think we sense, is that there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out how to be that church that's a little closer to the poor, a little further from the drums of war, and that gives credibility to the gospel that we're told is good news to the poor. Over a decade ago, Tony Campolo was my professor and teacher in sociology. I majored in sociology. And I can remember Tony saying, being a Christian is about choosing Jesus and deciding to do something incredibly daring with your life. And I kind of took him up on the offer. I completely redirected the track of my life to try to orient myself around the words that Jesus said and around this idea that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and the love of our neighbor. And really, I've kind of been recovering from my conversion ever since then. You know, I've been trying to figure out how to allow the discomfort of the poor to disturb my comfort, and how to allow that to inform the way that I live, you know. So Tony has been Tony's been a really good friend to us in Philadelphia, and I think that what's so exciting about this conversation that Tony and I are going to have is that it bridges the gap, I think, of the generations, where that same longing that he felt and still feels is something that we see bubbling up all over the country right now, that there are groups of people, communities of people that are trying to think outside of the nuclear family, that are trying to explore what it means to be born again into a tragically dysfunctional family where some of us have more than we need while others have so much less. Yeah, the great thing about this conversation is I think it kind of encompasses a lot of the things that we care about locally and globally, and there's a real connection between social justice and peacemaking and materialism and militarism. And we're here at the Beggar Society, and St. Francis is a hero of a lot of folks here, and he used to say, the more stuff we have, the more clubs we need to protect it. So a lot of these ideas are kind of bound up in each other.